The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Now I'm a warrior. I got thicker skin. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I've ever been. I'm an army.
Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN and CLTV. I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve. Dave Ennett's here. Steve Grzanich, Mary Vandeveld. And our guest, the author of The Warrior Code, 11 Principles to Unleash the Badass Inside of You, T. Marie Hannibal, a former Chicagoan who is back in town, of course, a star of American Grit on Fox and also a former Marine. And T. Marie, nice to meet you and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So this is so let's talk about this book, because I was trying to convince Dave that he needs to be more of a badass.
Everyone's got to be more of a badass.
Okay, so it's not just me.
It's not just you. No matter what level of badassery you're at, you can always up it some more.
Why a book? What, you know, because you've had such a life of working, of course, in reality TV, but also as a Marine. Why write this book?
Well, originally, I wasn't going to write the book. I had turned them down when they came to me about the book, and I felt like I wasn't quite ready to get naked in front of the public, so to speak. Then I came back to it and said, you know what, let me go ahead and put my story out there. I think more people need to hear. The story resonates with so many people. So getting the story out there, I think, was very important.
Your story is multifaceted. I mean, obviously, you know, the principles to unleash the badass, we'll get to that. But you grew up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You have a long history. It's very interesting about being the first one of the first females in a Marine class, mm-hmm. which is amazing. Your experience, of course, in Iraq. But I'm much more interested in Chicago. You grew up and you had a hard time. You got expelled from school. You seem to have a lot of adversity that you overcame to get to where you are in life right now.
I did. I think early on, before the military, I started doing first. I think I was probably the first student to be expelled from all Chicago public schools. So don't want that to be my claim to fame.
Sure.
But I think it's just a matter of just putting the story out there again. And yes, I did go through a lot of adversity growing up and getting into my own way, so to speak. But I had that mom, that Madea type mom, who made sure I still, you know, kept on the straight and narrow as much as she could. You know, I still rebelled crazily growing up, but she was still that mom that when the house lights, you know, when the street lights came on, you need to be in the house. And she would come out on the front stoop in her nightgown and embarrass the hell out of you just to make sure you're back in that house. So that kind of helped me kind of stay and not get too far away from my path in life.
When you are having a childhood where you are having to overcome adversity, but you also are having, like you just said, a pretty disciplined experience with your mother, how does the military help you? Because you went to military school and then you went into the military, but how did the military help you turn into the woman you are today?
I think it just gave me a little bit more discipline. I had that yes sir, no ma'am, no sir mentality growing up from my mom. I respect my elders. You always say yes ma'am, no ma'am to your elders. So that kind of continued on into the military. But the military just kind of gives you that sense of brotherhood, so to speak, and sisterhood. And it gives you that kind of intensity of staying on that beaten path and knowing your focus and staying driven towards your focus. So I think I was kind of able to kind of hone in on those skills and take them with me where I am now after retirement.
So which was tougher, your childhood or the military?
People ask me that. I would say my mom. My mom was the old school mom. So when I say she was tougher than any drill instructor, I mean that. So it wasn't the drill instructors that scared me at all. It was that sense of I better not fail this and go back and face mama. So she was definitely tougher.
So what's the warrior code?
I think the warrior code is just all about unleashing what it takes to keep driven, to finding your inner space and making sure that you keep out these negativities that kind of come towards us. We take away those friends that really aren't doing anything with their lives and keep going anyway. So that warrior code kind of opens up 11 different principles to what I think it takes to just be that bigger, that badass. no matter how much of a badass you already are.
Dave's, like I said,
as you can see.
I can see. But it helps you want more, go more, go bigger. So I think in every stage in my life, I've always tried to go bigger, even if it scares me. Do it anyway.
There are, when I look at your resume and your bio, there are points in your life, there are chapters in your life that we could spend hours on. I want to talk about being deployed, because as a woman, you were one of the only, if not the only woman in your battalion, or not battalion, but your crew or your unit.
I was the only one
this is 2003. Talk about that. How hard was that? Was it something that is overblown in the idea that a soldier is a soldier, or was it difficult being the only woman deployed with your unit?
I think it's difficult, but it's not something that's not doable, if that makes sense. For me, I had to battle just to get my name placed on that list to be able to deploy in the first place. At the time, I was a single mom, and I had a officer in charge of me who was not having it. And it wasn't that he felt my place was here rather than here. He just looked at me, and he was that father figure. So in his eyes, you have your baby girl back here. You really don't know what's out there. You don't need to be putting yourself in harm's way, especially if no one's asking you to do it. But for me, it kind of energized, you know, seeing that, being that young corporal, seeing everything play out on the TV screens, and you just want to be a part of something. You don't want to be the one that's left in the rear answering telephone calls and doing the paperwork. You want to get out there to the forefront of it. So once I got out there to the forefront, I was one of 65 Marines that was out there as the advance party, so to speak, before the rest of our unit started coming out. And it was different. It was the challenges of not having someone like me to kind of share stories with or kind of go to when things go bad. I had those brothers instead. But I didn't face the things that you hear about. I didn't face the sexual assaults or anything. And not saying those things don't happen, but I just had a tight-knit brotherhood. They literally built me a dresser out of wood out there and cardboard. So it was just those people that I knew had my six no matter what.
T. Marie Hannibal is our guest here on the Steve Cochran Show. She's talking about her book, The Warrior Code, 11 Principles to Unleash the Badass Inside of You. We'll continue the conversation. We'll take a break.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Justin Kaufman in for Steve today. As a texter from 815 reminded me, there's no such thing as a former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Thank you, Carl.
I apologize to T. Marie Hannibal, our guest today. The book is called The Warrior Code, 11 Principles to Unleash the Badass Inside of You. It's a motivational book, and you talk about all the situations in your life, and we just talked about whether it be being deployed in Iraq or even your childhood. Where do you find motivation? I mean, when you're putting this together and you really want to talk about the 11 principles, where do you muster up the motivation to move ahead in your life?
I think for me, it's my kids. Even when I deployed, I remember keeping a picture of my daughter in what we call our cover, what you guys call your hat. And I would keep that picture there. And every time I would get a little bit depressed about being away from her, I would look at that picture, and that would be my motivation to keep going, because I knew at the end of this, I would be reunited, right, of course. And at the end of the day, I felt like what I was doing was for my kids, so they can do better, they can have better. So motivation can come in any form, whether it's you, whether it's your family, whether it's that promotion. You just got to find it. I think that's what a lot of people lack, that motivation. But once you find it, it's like the world, you know, is no limit to what you can do.
Is that the toughest thing, though, is to keep focused on that one thing, especially when you're in a situation where you could be in battle?
It definitely is. It helps when you have those positive people around you that can help you keep focused. Mm-hmm. And for me, when you have 64 brothers there that's there for the same mission, and they too want to get home to their friends and their families, it's like we are pushing each other forward. So having someone in that same kind of fighting hole with you makes a world of a difference.
All right, give us an example of some of the 11, you don't have to go through all 11, but the 11 principles to unleash the badass inside of you. Like I said, Dave's looking to be more of a badass.
Yes.
So what are some of the principles that you feature in the book?
I think my most important one, like we were just saying, having those important people, making sure you're surrounded by people that have your best interest. And I say, find your people, find your warriors, because it's important. For me, I felt growing up that I had to be with this group. You know, a lot of people here in Chicago, kids, they look at gangs for that sense of belonging. And you look at friends that may not necessarily be doing the best things in their life because they've been friends with you for years and you've been down with them for years. So you got to kind of look beyond that. Like, are these the kind of friends that are going to be able to help propel me? Or are these the kind of friends that's keeping me in my rut? You know, and everybody knows when it's time to kind of evaluate your circle, so to speak, and see, okay, if these people, I probably need to replace this guy, that guy, and that guy. And let's to keep an eye on this guy over here. You want to keep, I tell people, keep changing your circle. Find someone that motivates you. You should not be, and I know so many people say this, you should not be the smartest one in your circle. You should not be the only one motivated to do big things in your circle. So if you are, you probably got the wrong circle around you. So for me, I kind of find my other warriors.
Right.
That's important to me. And that keeps me driven. And when I feel like I can't do it anymore, they keep me on point.
What about the physical part of being a badass?
Ooh, the physical part. I think this book goes more on the mental part. Because although, you know, the physical part, when you look at warriors and you look at service members, yeah, we got the muscles. We try to keep in the gym a lot. But it's the mental tenacity that keeps us going through that 4-year enlistment or until you get to that 20-year retirement. You can't do that just with the muscles alone. You got to have that mental state.
Ah, bummer. Because that's me. I mean, you look at me and you're like, what an Adonis. This guy is just chiseled. Yeah.
I know.
And now to find out that you'd be.
Give me some brains.
Yeah, you have
too.
To have brains. I'm out.
You got this. I know you got this.
The other thing, before we wrap up here, we'll talk about the book, but you also have your Operation Heroes Connect, which is your organization. Talk about that.
Okay, so Operation Heroes Connect, it's no surprise. I'm a foster child who was adopted in the city of Chicago. So my mom was a foster mom to over 35 kids.
Wow.
And they would come and they would go, and she would be that home for them to get back on their feet, for their parents to get back on their feet, their mothers, whatever they're going through. And for me and my brother, she chose to adopt us. When I first got to the Quantico area, I wanted to get involved in Big Brother, Big Sister. And I found that there was like a year and a half waiting list for a lot of these programs. So I remember sitting up at night and saying, okay, what if I just started something on my own? How hard would that be? And I actually posted it on Facebook. And, of course, all these comments started coming through. You should do it. Why not? So I started it. I Googled the heck out of stuff. I talked to people that were already doing it. And I started this program that partners at-risk youth with service members and veterans. And we've been running strong since 2011. And now we have our summer camp program. So every year we take about 75 to 100 kids to camp. It's absolutely free. It's an away camp. And it's facilitated by service members and veterans. Wow. And the camp is a week long. And when I say we go through everything, whether it's fishing, tie-tying classes for the young men, empowerment classes for the young women. And the camp ranges from ages 9 to 18. So it's really robust and it's really jam-packed for that whole week. So that's what kind of gives me my motivation.
There's some
that's
more motivation. Wow. There you go. T. Marie Hannibal is the author of The Warrior Code, The 11 Principles to Unleash the Badass Inside of You. She also grew up here in Chicago, and her organization is called Operation Heroes Connect. T. Marie, thanks so much for being here and being a guest here on The Steve Cochran Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And don't forget to pick up the book.
There you go.
It's everywhere books
are sold. Or as Steve would say, get two. You might lose one. You're careless.
Dave, do you feel more equipped to unleash the badass inside.
At least I know what it's going to take now.
Yeah.
Some of them. Still got to get to those other 10 principles because I think we only discussed one.
Yeah. So, get the one down. Get the one down.
And I'm going to work on the one. 10.
That's right.